Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Powder Headquarters high on the mountains in North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new, unused Saturday morning. Man, oh man, oh man. Boy, we're changing all the engineering. Everybody's smiling about it, though, but I guess we'll okay. We'll wade through the hour. Woman Williams will not be with us this morning. She's still recovering slightly from her knee surgery, but we'll plug along. I'm proud to tell you this program is brought to you by Tough Shed, Horsetown, Hayes Auto, Realtree, Fire Aid, Timbuktu Outdoors, True Turn, Hooked, Red Roadrunner Lures, Crocodile Bay Resort, Stripling's General Store, Works Tools, Whitetail Institute, Rugged Ridge, and the fantastic new Governor's Gun Club in Kennesaw, Georgia. One of a kind on earth. Of course, we're on WSB this morning. 75 to 126 stations from the Sports Broadcast Radio Network across the country, and I am inviting you to watch O'Neill Outside Television on Fox Sports Southeast, the Pursuit Channel, Fox Sports Arizona. Oh my goodness, station after station after station. Tough Shed, too. Tough TV, I'm sorry. And this week, the show, Travis and I are fishing somewhere. What can I tell you? If you'd like to join us on the program this morning, be a part of the action, the telephone numbers are 404-872-0750, 404-872-0750, or outside the Atlanta calling area, call all across the country, 800-972-8255. That's 800-WSB-TALK. So fishing is outstanding. The hunting seasons are all over, but that doesn't mean you can't hunt coyotes and hogs and things of that nature. Wildlife is 100%. Weather is great. We've had plenty of rain. And so you and I can talk about outdoors for the next 2 hours on O'Neill Outside. And you can reach us via Facebook. There won't be a woman Williams there to guide you through it and respond. But we'll get through the next hour or two, I'm sure, because this is O'Neill Outside, and we've been at this now for 27 years. Maybe one day we'll get it right. This is O'Neill. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back, everyone. 12 after the hour. It's my pleasure for the following self-promotion, self-glorification 100%. What is that? Well, I hold in my hand, and you can see it on Facebook, the O'Neill Outside book. It's a paperback. You can get it on an e-version and ultimately also an Audible, and there it is. You can see it. It's called O'Neill Outside, 65 years in the outdoors, people and places along the way. And you can go to Amazon or go to O'Neill Outside, and there you'll see the book cover. Click on the book cover, and you can order it. Special introductory offer for maybe the next 30 days or so, who knows, at $14.99. And what is it? It's not a how-to book. No, it's not. It's not how to fish and how to hunt and how to prepare for game. None of that. It's stories about the people and the places with whom that I fish, the places that I visited, and my observances or my look at what we did, what happened, how we endured it, if you will. It's called O'Neill Outside. You can go to my website and order it there. And I know you're going to love it. I tested out some of the stories with a lot of folks, and everybody loves it. Just, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Well, Now you do. So there you are. 13 after the hour. It's called O'Neill Outside. Self-promotion book, all gone. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Across the country, the program, O'Neill Outside today, we'll have the Silent Hero Award in the second hour, the Medal of Honor tribute, we'll have the radio prize package, and hopefully plenty of your calls, because this is your show. This is the connection between about outdoors. I mean, I'm always flattered after 27 years of being on the air that there are so many outdoor shows now, from radio shows, that is, the podcast shows, and my goodness, there's a great number of really terrific outdoor radio programs, but with the exception of one or two, they are recorded, and that's fine too. But in this case, why don't you give us a call this morning? We're talking outdoors. We're talking about so many things that are connected to that. You know, Realtree's got a new pattern. I so admire these companies that have something new every 5 or 6 years, and that's one of the things. And one of the problems, I've got a new call screen this morning, and if this is not a setup, yes, it is a setup call. I have to use my glasses. The numbers on this screen are tiny. But what we should do here at 4:15, 15 after the hour this morning, I guess, is to proceed with our radio prize package. And if I can find here it is right here. The radio prize package. Now, the rules are for the radio prize package. You have to be 18 years old. You cannot have won a prize package before. I will give you the list, and then that's it. And I ask the question, and then you have to call 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. And if you answer the question correctly, and Jason will not repeat the question, then you can win the prize package. And the prize package consists of a FireAid fire suppressor, $25 Bass Pro Shop gift certificate, $10 Bojangles gift card, Swaggerty's Farm, you can get Swaggerty's Farm sausage, okay. DNR rigs, some Big Green Egg barbecue sauce, oh, that's good stuff. A Realtree hat and decal combo. Data Forecaster, edition of Angler, edition of Dude Magazine. Some Fisher's Choice baits. Man, what a bag of stuff here. Some Bug Man, a True Turn package. A Thunder Chicken by Mark Novus, the greatest casting float ever. And I'll tell you what we'll do. And we'll send to you also the new book, O'Neill Outside. And the question is, O'Neill, I made it difficult this time. I was fortunate enough to go to Emory University, and I was fortunate enough during those 4 years to spend, I stayed in the fraternity house, and I've spent 4 quality years with quite a number of quality young men that were going to be doctors and lawyers, and that were going to be successful. They were achievers. And it helped my life. And so the question is, when I was at Emory University, what's the name of the fraternity that I joined and still am a member of? What is the fraternity? And I think you have that, do you not, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he has that, so he's ready to take your calls at 404-872-0750, 404-872-0750, or 800-972-8255 on the SB Nation. We're airing in Houston, Dallas, Sacramento, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, St. Louis, Columbus, Little Rock, you name it. We're all across the country with O'Neill Outside, and we invite you to call. And if you get it correctly, answer it correctly, then we'll send you this great big radio prize package. And the calls are coming in now. And if it's so funny, the engineers or whomever at WSB, see, I connect with the call screener software at the studio at WSB. Karen and Brian Green in Peachtree City, Georgia, connect with us with Sports Broadcast Nation, SB Nation, all across the country via their studio in Peachtree City, Georgia. So they changed everything up without any notice. So we see people calling in, and it's so tiny, I'm going to have to get my glasses to see. So presumably we do have an answer, do we not, Jason? I'll bet we do. He's answering calls right now. 19 after the hour. Are you spending... You know, we have Father's Day. What a great idea. Father's Day's coming up. Self-promotion returns. Visit O'NeillOutside.com. Order the book. It's a great gift for your dad. Great gift for you to give yourself. But O'Neill Outside. And, and about that, $1 off of each sale of the book, whether it's an Audible, whether it's an ebook, or whether it's the paperback, $1 goes to the Ronnie Thames Foundation for the treatment and rehabilitation of child burn victims. The whole dollar, not a percentage like so many other charities. No, the whole dollar goes to that. So presumably we do have an answer. We've got the answer, Jason. Okay, soon as we return, at 25 after the hour, we have we're going to take up the subject of this baiting for white-tailed deer. It's a touchy subject in Georgia and whatever state you live. Well, man, listen to you as the effectiveness of that. What do you think about hunting over bait, hunting over corn to get your whitetail buck? I invite your calls on that subject. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. And we'll handle that subject among so many others when we return. This is O'Neill, Saturday mornings, WSB and the SB Nation Network, to all you outdoors men and women out there. And we'll handle so many other things when we return. Listening to O'Neill Outside, and now you can get us on Facebook there at O'Neill Outside Facebook page. Woman Williams has decided to return this morning, so she'll manage those questions and inquiries. Right now we have a floating around out there, and we do have a winner for the radio prize package. So let's ask it one more time. We'll scoop this guy up. The question was, O'Neill went to Emory University a long time ago, and he was a member of a certain fraternity, which gave me great direction and pleasure. And so we're going to talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike. Where are you calling from? I can't tell.
Well, I'm calling on the road. I'm en route from Carnesville, Georgia to Lakeland, Georgia. I'm a deputy sheriff, and I'm en route to go pick up an inmate and bring him back to jail.
Well, good. All right. I hope you accomplished all that very safely, and you're kind to call. And so when O'Neill went to Emory University, he was a member of what fraternity, sir?
Sigma Chi.
Sigma Chi. It changed my life, that's for sure. And you have, on the way in the next couple of weeks, quite a little prize package. And I hope you enjoy every bit of it. And thank you for your service, sir. You're a hero.
I sure will. And appreciate your show.
Good bet. Good deal. And I thank you, sir. Stay safe.
All right. Keep
you
listening.
Bet. There you go. I see. I even know I see. Honey, look at the call screen now. It's all different.
I noticed it was different.
Yeah, and it's real small, little small type that I can't see.
Oh, is there anything they can do about that?
It surprised us all this morning.
Oh. Oh.
New telephone numbers and for me to call the studio and everything. It's great to be included and be on the inside of the information.
That's right.
You know,
the information highway.
It's funny. O'Neill Outside is the longest running single host. It's the longest running talk show with one host in the history of WSB radio. The number one AM station in the United States as the share of the audience. But they didn't tell us anything about it.
Well, you know, now that I think about it.
Really, huh?
Now, I got an email from Shaney B yesterday.
Uh-huh. Oh, you did?
I did. And I tried to download it when I was in the doctor's office, and I couldn't because evidently he was not in my address book for some reason. I don't know why. And I wonder if that's what that was about.
I'll bet you it was.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry.
It's okay. That's okay. We would prefer to just kind of hide in the tall grass, you know, and we'll just do our show.
We try to stay out of trouble is what we do.
Yeah. When they say, when you hear it, management, and you say, O'Neill who? That's just fine with me.
They love you. Yeah. They love you.
I am required by law to say to everyone in Atlanta, pick up your Sunday Atlanta Journal and Constitution for in-depth news coverage and lots of coupons. Do you remember that used to be there was a morning paper and an afternoon paper? Okay, honey, this is Dudley, if you're listening to the show, call 404-872-0750. 404, my caller, Dudley's calling the wrong number.
Well, because he didn't get the memo.
You know, he evidently didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
Got to turn on the radio show and call us, Dudley, at 404-872-0750. But call him anyway. It'll be fun. Here, use my number. Call him.
Thank you.
This is not a serious radio show. You know, I don't remember how many years ago. It was quite a while ago that I got wrapped up for a few minutes in this political commentary opinion wars that go on every week on every radio station. And, with Pioneer being Rush Limbaugh. And I made some political comments on O'Neill Outside, and I can tell you that on Monday morning I promptly had some messages, and the message was, this was when Bortz and the radio station was different than it is now, different personnel, but nevertheless it was politically oriented, as it should be because it affects us all. But I got a telephone call and a message that was, O'Neill, we have other people to handle that, so you can stay out of the political commentary. And I have done so since then, and that was probably 15, 18 years ago. 30 minutes after the hour, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255, 800-972-8255, which translates to WSB Talk. TALK. And whereas I could speak for the next 6 or 8 hours on this political side, I will refrain from doing so as I am instructed. All right, are you a bass fisherman? Good. Bass fishing is the number one finny critter in the United States for the sportsman, and it's time for you to change your tactics. I mean, it's already June. The spawn has occurred, so what you should do is start fishing deep. Let's put it this way. Other than a period of about 5 weeks a year in large reservoirs where most of the fishing takes place, largemouth bass and spotted bass, they are a deep water critter. Other than a venture to the bank or something like that for spawning or maybe chasing bait that happens to be there, it's a deep water fish. So you should start fishing deep. And how is it that you learn to fish? How is it that you learn tactics? Well, set aside a day. Set aside a period of time. Maybe 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours during a fishing day if you're fishing a major reservoir across the country for a largemouth and most other critters too. Thing for you to do is, I'm fishing deep today. Take a look at your watch. For the next 4 hours, I am searching out places where fish live in deep water. And that's what you do. Now, other than having someone teach you that, if you are going to be self-taught, that's what you have to do. You have to require yourself to do that. I know it's an example, of course, but 3 years ago, I was fishing with Mac Farr at Lanier, and I caught a striper at 98 feet. 98 feet deep. Just a minute. It's 33 after.
Dudley on
two. Oh, Dudley's there, right there. So we've got time. We only got 4 minutes, but I'm going to talk to him and carry him through the break, too. Good morning. It's O'Neill. Who's this?
O'Neill, this is Dudley McGarity. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, Dudley and I sort of planned this out a little bit. Now, Dudley is an experienced hunter. He's an outdoorsman, and he's in the outdoor business, and we've sort of scheduled this call on the following subject. What do you say, Dudley? How about the baiting of deer in the northern zone in Georgia?
Well, I tell you, O'Neill, as you probably know, this has come up before the legislature, this attempt to expand legal hunting over bait. And the legislature has rejected it three times, but something strange has really happened. And Governor Deal has issued an executive order to try to push this initiative through by going around the legislature. And really, I've been trying through several of the people that I know to try and get an explanation as to why the governor would go against the recommendation of the wildlife professionals at the DNR, and I've been able to get no comment out of the governor's office. And it just seems so, it's just so out of the ordinary, because Governor Deal has been such a great governor when it comes to the stewardship of our wildlife so far. And I was just wondering if you might have any information as to what might be going on here and why this would be happening.
Okay, let me respond to that by saying I've telephoned the governor's office also without response. I'm not a scientist. I'm a hunter. You are not a scientist, but you're an experienced hunter. So we got to go to a break here in a moment, and I'm going to bring you back through the break. But let's you and I chat for a minute with your experience. What do you see? What do you hear of the effect, if you will, for the sportsman on having available the prospect of baiting for whitetail deer, whether you're in Georgia or Alabama or any other place? Give me
right.
A thumbnail sketch.
Well, from what I've read on the subject, there are absolutely no sound wildlife management principles that support hunting deer over bait. There's problems with concentrating the deer around these bait stations that can spread disease, especially chronic wasting disease. That's really my biggest concern. But also, I wonder what it does to us as hunters and to our reputation amongst the non-hunting public. Hunting deer over a corn feeder is not really hunting deer. It's shooting deer.
Right.
The non-hunting public does not have any respect for that. I think it negatively affects our image as hunters. And it makes me wonder about the next generation, O'Neill. I mean, I just wonder if, and if this passes, then in 20 years, what are we going to have, a population of deer hunters that doesn't know how to do anything but sit on a corn feeder.
That's right, and we're going to talk about that. I'm going to take a break now, Dudley, because I have some response to that and several other responses in subject matter all within this baiting subject. If you'll stay right there, I'll let Jason put you on hold, and this is O'Neill. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
O'Neill.
We're talking to callers this morning on O'Neill Outside on a rather touchy subject, but one that needs discussing. And I have with me a friend, Dudley McGarrity. He's a seasoned hunter. Let's see if I know how to bring this up here. He's a seasoned hunter and a student of the outdoors. Welcome back, Dudley. We were talking about the next generation of hunters and the effect on them from a change that we're going through, that being baiting of deer throughout the northern zone in Georgia. Are we raising hunters, or we were raising or just a few shooters? What do you think?
Well, I think that right now, you know, we are raising hunters in the northern zone. Right now, you really need to be a woodsman to be able to take deer. You need to know what kind of food sources they go to and what times they go to them during the daylight hours. And, you know, the whole idea of shooting over a corn feeder is you've got it programmed to go off at a certain time. You go sit there, and the deer are very attracted to the corn. They come in, and you shoot the deer. And is that the way that we want the general public to perceive us as deer hunters?
I agree 100%. We don't need that. I had telephoned the governor's office to see if I could get someone to tell me what's the upside to this change. Why are we baiting deer now in the northern zone? And I can't get anyone to tell me why.
Well, and apparently the Georgia Wildlife Federation, which is an organization that has been promoting our wildlife populations for years, is also opposed to this.
Yes.
As are two former directors of the DNR, both David Waller and Dan Forster, are opposed to it. In addition to that, we've got a retired assistant director that's opposed, a retired deputy commissioner, and the recreational manager, wildlife biologist of the Westervelt Corporation, which is one of the largest timber company landholders in the state. So we've got opposition from professionals, and the only support that there seems to be for this is coming from appointed members of the DNR, not from the wildlife professionals there that know what they're doing when it comes to proper game management.
I know I get a lot of questions from time to time with the television show and the radio program about changes and things of that nature. And I got to tell you, I'll always go with the DNR biologist and the DNR professional. Whatever he says, that's what I subscribe to, because they look at things long term and they look at things professionally and based on science, not politics.
Exactly. And you know, even when the southern zone baiting was legalized, that was passed through politics. That was not approved and endorsed by the DNR either. So I just think that it's very important that hunters understand what's at stake here. You know, I'm so grateful to hear that you understand it. I do think there are a lot of hunters in the state that don't understand it, because Georgia Outdoor News had done a poll on this, and found that a majority of the hunters in the northern zone did support the expansion of legalized baiting. And so I think it's very concerning that there are sportsmen among us who seem to be misinformed about this issue and actually are voicing support for this rather than opposition. Which the opposition should be universal if people want to preserve our hunting heritage.
I agree. This is called deer hunting season, not deer shooting season. And, you know, what the heck? Put in a food plot. Make it for game and non-game animals.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's the other thing. I mean, allowing legalized baiting discourages people from planting food plots.
Yes.
And, of course, food plots are very good for the deer. They can eat at them anytime, 24 hours a day. They don't get into competition over the food source and need to be there at a certain time. And it feeds the deer after the season is over. And so, you know, most hunting clubs are very active in putting in food plots, and that's very good for our deer herd. Yes. And gives them balanced nutrition. A diet heavy in corn is not good for deer.
No, that's not a natural. It's not a natural way for them to feed. A white-tailed deer is a browser.
Exactly. And I just see this leading to, you know, there being a corn feeder in front of every deer stand in Georgia. And I just don't see any upside to that, O'Neill, and it just really bothers me.
I don't either. I don't. And that's why I called the governor's office. I thought maybe I would get a call back, but I did not. But, you know, they're busy. Maybe they'll call me back this week, and we'll talk about it further. Dudley, thank you for calling and bringing up this subject at 45 after the hour, and we have a lot of callers here that want to voice their opinion also. And if you'll stay up and watch on Facebook or listen to the show, then we'll see what they have to say too.
Thank you for giving me a chance to voice my opinion, O'Neill. Oh, I appreciate
it. Very well done. We'll talk about it further. This is not going away. It's going to get more issue-oriented about next September.
Yes. Yeah, I think that, you know, this whole executive order workaround, you know, we unfortunately saw that during the Obama administration. I hate to see Governor Deal take the same approach.
Oh, let me comment just a second, and then I'm going to get to these other callers, because I think the following is a little bit of it's demonstrative, if you will, about deer hunting. I hunted in Texas a few years ago over a place that was baited, okay? And Texas in that area had a lot of rainfall that they weren't used to, so the natural forage was green. I hunted for 3 days over corn, and I never saw a deer. So it's unnatural, this corn baiting, and it's better indeed for it to be more natural. Dudley, thanks for calling, pal.
Thank you, O'Neill.
You bet. See you soon. Now let's chat with Ricky. He's calling on O'Neill outside at 47 after the hour. Good morning, Ricky. I think. Let me do this correctly. How about that? There you are. Hey, Ricky, you're on O'Neill outside. Welcome. I pushed the wrong button.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to speak right up.
Really appreciated those words of wisdom from Dudley. Really glad you had him call in. Because as a novice, I am very confused about what's going on. And I also do not like the way it's been done, because I also would prefer the experts to help us make good decisions and not the executive order. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at it from my limited experience, but 2 years ago, I missed a beautiful 10-point monster buck in Morgan County because of buck fever. Uh-huh. And if I had taken that animal and been successful, I think it would have been the trophy of a lifetime, and it still may be, because as far as I know, I'm going to get a chance to go back this season and find him and hopefully get him close to the stand. But it would not mean the same if he were to show up over corn or over bait. There's no way I'm going to do that. There is just no way. Because when I first saw this majestic buck, he was browsing. And he was browsing on acorns. Mm-hmm. And I know, even though I'm a beginner, I had somebody help me place the deer stand in the right spot to be
there
able
you
to
are. You
even have
hunting.
An opportunity.
You were hunting, Ricky. You were being a hunter.
And I still considered that a successful hunt, even though I didn't take the trophy, because I saw this beautiful buck, and he's still out there as far as I knew, and I'm going to go back. And not even more important than that, hopefully get the chance to take my grandson and
they are well done.
Teach him the right way. And
well done. Well done.
But I just wanted to weigh in. You can count on me to be opposed to this baiting because I just don't think I would look at hunting the same way. And I really enjoy it. I enjoy being in the outdoors and looking forward to harvesting my first deer this season coming up. And I just want to go about it the right way. And just because something's legal doesn't mean it's the right thing or ethical thing. some laws are passed for our protection and our safety, like the new cell phone law. Totally into that. We all got to follow that. Mm-hmm. But we have a choice on this. Just because an executive order is signed does not mean that we have to unobey it, and our phone will not.
That, Ricky, that's a good point. Because it's allowed doesn't necessarily mean that you need or have to do that. You can still hunt the way you want. That's what I don't see what the upside to this thing is. And listen, I thought the key point of your discussion here that I love to hear most of all was the fact that you're going to be taking your grandson into the woods and teach him ethical hunting practices also. You have a good one, sir.
Yes, sir, and I can't wait to read your new book. I'm getting it for Father's Day.
Well, good for you. Thank you very, very much. Hey, if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back.
Oh, I know I'm going to like it. I'll probably buy extra copies.
I hope so. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you getting up to call. There we go. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. It's 51 after the hour. Get anything coming in there on Facebook, darling?
A recommendation about somewhere to fish, I'll have to go back to find it, in Pensacola.
Oh, in Pensacola area?
Mm-hmm. He's having an anniversary weekend with his wife.
What's that guy's name there at Navarre Beach? I'll come up with that, and I'll let you know what to tell him.
Okay, and then this is the last day of free fishing in Georgia for kids.
Yeah, I think this was, you didn't have to have a license through today, I believe.
Yes, in Georgia. Yes. Wanted to remind everybody about that.
Buy your license. Yep. What a great idea if you are a likely to be a resident of Georgia, get a lifetime license. It's like a couple
Absolutely.
Hundred bucks or something like that, and you got a license for life in Georgia.
Great idea.
That's how conservation is handled, how it's paid for, how it's funded, is licenses, tags, things of that, and permits. That's what conservation is. That's how it's paid for in this country. And who buys the licenses, the tags, and the permits? You and I do. That's what pays for conservation in this country. It's 53 after the hour. I've got a lot of calls. I'll tell you the telephone numbers one more time. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. So WSB listeners, sports broadcast listeners all over the country, you've been listening to O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the United States. And it's because of you guys that call, you men, you ladies that listen to the program and call the show, and we can talk about outdoors, the number one participatory sport in the United States. It's not the NFL. It's not Major League Baseball. It's fishing. Seven after the hour, this is O'Neill Outside. Unless I think, is that a good caller right there? That's somebody. I thought I had someone else calling in about the deer baiting issues. That's a hot topic here in Georgia. If you're from Alabama, Texas, wherever, if you have comments about the effectiveness or ineffectiveness or the result of changes like that, that you bait for whitetail deer, then give us a call. In Georgia, at least, see, there's been in the southern zone, the southern part of the state, the Piedmont area, you can bait whitetail deer. That has been extended by executive order into the northern zone. So you can bait deer, with the exception of maybe the wildlife management areas, you can bait deer on your own property or own lease, whatever the case might be. I am not for that. I think that takes, I think that's a bad move. It changes deer habits. It keeps you from being a hunter. It makes you a shooter. Nothing wrong with taking deer. That's how we pay for conservation, is licenses, tags, and so forth, as we said. But in this case, I'd rather keep that ethical and a little more pure, if you will. So it's 58 and a half after the hour. We've got another hour of outdoors headed your way with some significant portions in that program. We'll have the Silent Hero Award, which is for firefighters, EMT, and police. We will have, at the end of the second hour, the Medal of Honor tribute. We do that, and we're always proud to do that. And we'll have Mac Farr calling and some of the more callers that are used to being with us and passing along information about fishing and hunting and so forth. The information for the program that I pass along to you comes from the callers. And we do appreciate you doing that. And my goodness, do I have time for this? I do not. I see that that's a caller about the deer baiting and feeding, but we will get to that, I promise. 404-872-0758-100-972-8255. It's springtime. Take your children to the woods. Teach them about the outdoors. It sticks with them for a lifetime. This is O'Neill. Another hour of outdoors headed your way.
WSBB-FM, Dora.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.